Welcome to Sanhedrin Perek Tes, Mishnah Dala, Chapter 9, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah says like this, Mishan is chay b'shtei nisos bezdin. If somebody is liable for two different types of capital punishment, for two different sins that they committed, even if, let's say, they had already received a verdict for a more lenient type of capital punishment, for example, they killed and they were liable for decapitation, and then they violated a sin where there would be a stricter punishment, for example, they served idols where the punishment is stoning, we don't say that since initially they had received a verdict for a lenient type of capital punishment, that's it. Rather, nido mechamura, they get the stricter of the two. In this case, it would be stoning. Continues the Mishnah, avar avera, if a person violated one sin, sheyesh bashtei misos, that there's two punishments of death. For example, if a person had relations with his mother-in-law, so that's one prohibition, and also she's a married woman, that's two prohibitions. So the Tanakhama, the first rabbi in the Mishnah, holds, nido mechamura, he gets the stricter of the two punishments, which is having relations with one's mother-in-law. The punishment for that is molten lead. Therefore, he gets the more punishment, the more severe of the two punishments. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, nidon bezika rishona shebaalav. He says that he is judged by the first prohibition that came about. So that means to say the following. Let's say she was his mother-in-law first. That means, for example, he married a woman, and her mother was a widow. She's still prohibited to him because she's his mother-in-law. And then his mother-in-law got married. Then he'll get the prohibition of it being his mother-in-law. But if, let's say, his mother-in-law was a married woman first and only later became his mother-in-law, then he'll get the more lenient of the two prohibitions, which is having relations with a married woman, which is only punishable by chenek, by strangulation. We view like the first opinion that the fellow gets the stricter of the two, regardless of which one came first, which one came into life first. Wishing you a wonderful upcoming week. All the best.